Hello, this is J.K. Jones, and you've reached my podcast, Thinking Out Loud. On today's episode, we will look briefly at the Nashville Statement from the Center for Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. I'm J.K. Jones. I'm an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America who has a deep love for Jesus Christ and an abiding interest in theology. Affirming the Nashville Statement. The Nashville Statement, a statement of Christian belief on LGBTQ+ matters, published by the Center for Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, has caused many electrons to be rearranged across internet pathways. The mayor of Nashville condemned the statement, tweeting, "The so-called Nashville Statement is poorly named and does not represent the inclusive values of the city and people of Nashville." Other condemnation has followed, including statements from Jesuit Reverend James Martin, a well-known Catholic priest, author, and advisor to the Vatican on communications. One video clip even tries to link the statement to the white supremacist-inspired violence in Charlottesville. I respect many of the initial signatories of this document on moral issues and theological issues. These signatories include Rosaria Butterfield, author of The Secret Thoughts of an Unlikely Convert, R.C. Sproul, Kevin DeYoung, author of What Does the Bible Really Teach About Homosexuality, J.I. Packer, and John Frame, author of The Doctrine of the Christian Life. I do not follow human authority blindly, but these are people whose opinions I respect. The books mentioned all have bearing on the issues at hand. The criticisms leveled against this document include the idea that the LGBTQ+ community is being singled out as worse sinners than the rest of us, and that the signers are somehow judging others in a way condemned by Jesus. They also include the idea that this statement is somehow new and not directly addressed by the Bible and, by implication, CBMW can be condemned for stating it is sinful to approve of homosexual immorality or transgenderism and that such approval constitutes an essential departure from Christian faithfulness and witness, as they state in Article 10. These criticisms are not valid, and the idea that condemnation of homosexual acts or transgendering is opposed to the historic Christian faith and the Bible is so outrageous as to not warrant further comment. With that, I turn to two sections of the statement that I think should be in all caps with exclamation points. From Article 12, quote, "We affirm that the grace of God in Christ gives both merciful pardon and transforming power, and that this pardon and power enable a follower of Jesus to put to death sinful desires and to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. We deny that the grace of God in Christ is insufficient to forgive all sexual sins and to give power for holiness to every believer who feels drawn into sexual sin." Unquote. Reading further from Article 14, quote, "We affirm that Jesus Christ has come into the world to save sinners, and that through Christ's death and resurrection, forgiveness of sins and eternal life are available to every person who repents of sin and trusts in Christ alone as Savior, Lord, and supreme pleasure. We deny that the Lord's arm is too short to save or that any sinner is beyond his reach." These are strong affirmations. Contrary to some who have criticized the Nashville Statement as pure hate-filled condemnation, it clearly states that God has not left us hopeless over the guilt we deserve, the sin nature we are born with, or the sins we commit. It should be noted that CBMW's statement of faith reads, in part, "The universal sinfulness and guilt of all men and women since the fall renders them subject to God's wrath and condemnation. The organization is hardly seeking to condemn only LGBTQ plus individuals as sinners in need of salvation, or even to condemn them as the worst of all sinners. We are all sinners who can be saved by the love of God expressed in the life and sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. I affirm the national statement, and I've added my somewhat insignificant signature online. Until next time, God bless.